Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
There once was a girl named Supna who was staring at her palms. She was imagining beams of light radiating out from her skin, spreading over her family, her home, her village. You see, Rebels, there was so much sadness all around Supna. She felt like if she only knew how, she could use these hands to help heal people. And though it would take a long time, that's exactly what she did. I'm Geetha Murli, and this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, a fairy tale podcast about the rebel women who inspire us. On this episode, Supna, a young changemaker and nurse who is helping this world get stronger and healthier every day. Supna was born in a remote part of Nepal, deep in the jungle. She loved the towering trees and lush mountains nearby, but growing up there was difficult. Her family often struggled to feed themselves, and they were far away from a lot of resources. Traditionally, girls from this region didn't go to school, but Supna thought it was very important for her to get an education. It took a lot of convincing, since her family could barely afford food, let alone books, but she did get her parents to agree. And once Supna was in the classroom, she felt like her whole world expanded. Life was full of new ideas and possibilities. She had so many hopes and dreams for her future. Then, Supna's younger sister got very sick. The whole family was turned upside down. Supna wished she knew how to help her sister, especially because they lived hours from the nearest hospital. Their grandfather performed a traditional healing ceremony, but her sister just kept getting sicker. By the time they set out on the long walk to the clinic, it was too late. Supna's sister didn't make it. As Supna wept for her, one thing became clear. No matter what, Supna wanted to live the rest of her life healing people.
Hey, Rebels, do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes.
No one in Supna's family had graduated from high school, but they supported her dream, even if paying her school fees meant they had to sometimes go hungry. Luckily, Supna was able to find support through Room to Read's Girls Education Program. The organization provided Supna with a mentor and life skills that helped her believe she could become the nurse she always dreamed of being. all that was left was to study. Every day, Sapna walked 4 hours to get to school. She wouldn't let anything stop her. Not the monsoons that flooded the rivers and roads, not the bridge as it got washed away, or even the rain that left her drenched when she arrived at school. Sometimes it was so cold or harsh outside that she slept overnight in her classroom. Sapna was determined to graduate and become a nurse. It was not an easy road for Sapna. When she took the entrance exam for nursing school, she wasn't accepted. She was very upset. It felt like all of her studying and sacrifice didn't amount to anything. She thought of her all-time hero, Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursing, who fought for the rights of patients without ever giving up. Sapna wanted to have that same courage and persistence. But how? She took some time to be sad and angry, and then she got back to work. She pulled out her books and started reading and studying again. She needed to be her own hero now. Sapna prepared for months and retook the exam. She stood at the window outside the college admissions office, waiting patiently for the results to be posted. Finally, there it was. As she scanned the list of students' names who had passed, she saw in big, black, all-cap letters, Sapna. Today, as a nurse working on the front lines of COVID, Sapna feels very proud of how far she's come. She also knows there's so much more to do. Every time she thinks of her sister, she remembers how many people are in need of healing. And every time she looks at her hands, Sapna knows she can be the one to help. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series, Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Dr. Geetha Murali, CEO of Room to Read, a nonprofit that helps girls like Sapna learn the skills they need to stay in school and make key life decisions. Learn more about Room to Read and Sapna at www.roomtoread.org. This episode was produced and directed by Joy Smith, with sound design and mixing by Real Audiobooks. It was written by Room to Read and edited by Abby Scher. The executive producers were Joy Smith and Jess Wolf. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elektra Barjocki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.